It's Rob Mark, and I'm back with my pal Amy Labota here on Attitude Adjustment. And we have one of my favorite people here, John Dorsey. Because John Dorsey and I worked together in another life or two, but this man gets around. And he's the president of SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. But he's also been acting as the interim executive director.
Correct, Rob.
But, yes. You never called me. I don't know. So we're so glad to have you talk about all kinds of aviation education topics today.
Tell us a little bit about SAFE, because it's an interesting group.
Well, it's an eclectic group, Amy.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a very, very interesting group. We started back in 2006. We were here at AirVenture that year for our first convention. We actually formed in April, and we like to think of ourselves as, and here comes this eclectic part, we are aviation educators. We're a group of folks that include flight instructors, ground instructors, maintenance instructors. We actually think that if a person is going out and giving an airplane ride to that person, that neighbor, maybe they've never been in a general aviation airplane before, that education is taking place. That person and that pilot is an aviation educator, and they're a candidate for membership in SAFE. We want to make sure that that education that gets done, rather than going out and maybe making that ride something more exciting than it maybe should be, is done in a manner that may attract that person's attention and idea to come out and be a pilot and join us.
Wow. And now you've been a flight instructor yourself for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, a couple. I got my CFI originally in 1973.
Wow. Somebody.
Ooh, he's got me beat.
Yeah, he's even got me beat.
Yeah, I was 12, I think, like that. Yeah.
Well, another one of these shows where we're having more than a room full of flight instructors. I mean, an airplane full of flight instructors is probably a little...
Well, that's dangerous enough.
Yes. Very scary.
It
yes.
is, but a room full is great. And as the SAFE guy, I mean, are there topics kind of near and dear to your heart in terms of, since we're here at an air show, aviation education as in terms of the pilot side that we should be thinking about?
Well, let's talk about some current events, Rob. First of all, of course, there's a recent NPRM. The comment period just closed last week regarding aviation training devices. And it ties in perfectly here with AirVenture because of the EAA Pilot Proficiency Center, which is primarily flight simulation. We've got a lot of tech talks going on as well. But the idea is to get folks involved in that flight simulation. The ATD NPRM was trying to change the rule to where we could allow 20 hours, half of the required 40 hours for the instrument rating, to be conducted in that flight simulator. Personally, we think that SAFE and most of our members agree that time in the simulator is superior to time in the airplane. Get a lot more things done. We can simulate emergencies that we would never do as flight instructors, failures of this, failures of that. Weather that we would never want to fly in, not by design at least. Maybe we happen to trip across those things. So it affords us to do a lot more training in a very safe and sane situation. So we came out in support of that. Recently, the AOPA asked us to write a letter of support for a change that they were suggesting for flying clubs at airports. Currently, the FAA order says that, yes, a flight instructor can give instruction to club members in the club on that airport, but they're not supposed to be compensated. Otherwise, they'd be competing with the FBO and those flight instructors. We really look at it as a mistake by the FAA to have included that verbiage. The AOPA is petitioning the FAA to change that, and we wrote a letter in support of that. So those are a couple of the current things. And those all make sense, right?
In fact, last session we were talking with Bruce Landsberg, and I mentioned that I've been volunteering over at the Pilot Proficiency Center and how effective it is to watch the scenarios they have programmed into the simulators, not because it's important to figure out how to land a simulator when the engine quits, but it's the thought process.
Exactly.
It's the how do you not just teach judgment, or but how do you help develop that judgment aspect of somebody's mind when they're learning to fly? And it's tough. We all came up the same way with somebody saying, okay, the engine just quit on you, and you look out the window and go, oh my God, where do I land? And you can't see anything. And there are probably 50 places now that we all see. But again, it's really great that you can say, okay, now that didn't work out. Let's go back and do that again. And let me just show you a couple of things you might, and they go, oh, and that is so much more effective than what we've been doing for years.
Exactly.
What do you think the chances are that's going to get through that NPRM?
The NPRM, actually, this is a kind of a redo. The FAA had originally proposed it as a direct rule, very seldom used by the FAA. They anticipated absolutely nobody would come out against it. So the proposal was, as a direct rule, if they get one negative comment, they have to pull it back. Sadly, they had two. Interestingly enough, both negative comments were by airline pilots who probably spent hours and hours in simulation.
It baffled me. I saw those negative comments, and it absolutely baffled me.
There are still an awful lot of people in our industry that say, yeah, but that's not the way I do it, or it's not the way I was trained.
Hey.
And I look at where I am. And you have to change. You have to be willing to be open-minded to the fact that what John said, you're teachers. You're not just, pilots kind of doing instructor stuff. You're a teacher, mm-hmm. and there are good teachers and bad teachers.
Yeah, I like to say sometimes that there are instructors that you learn because of, and then those that you learn in spite of.
Yes.
I saw your AOPA blog about that once upon a time.
Yes. The instructors, I wrote something about one good one, one great one, and one that caused me to stop flying for 3 years.
Wow.
So, to an impressionable person, I was pretty young at the time, but, look at how many people we may have lost by instructors that just wanted to build time. They really didn't care about teaching anybody anything. And that's what you guys are doing.
Exactly. We want to take that passion, hopefully a passion, and fan the flames of that.
Yeah.
And make sure that if there's any way that we can facilitate that and to take that and have that be shared across all lines. And it's not just, we have to keep in mind too that it's not just pilots. There's a whole lot of other support folks. That weather people, mechanics, even the ground support people. Those people are involved in aviation, and we want to make sure that they're all part of the family.
Well, you mentioned earlier too the K-12 people. I mean, you're trying to encourage people in the primary schools.
Exactly right, Rob. We look at it as a continuum, and if we can, maybe a fifth grade teacher is having a tough time keeping the kids' attention in math. Maybe if she or he infused aviation into that math class, so and maybe show a picture of the school from the air, and now all of a sudden they're doing a time distance problem. Boy, life is great, and she's got her kids paying attention and those kinds of things. Later on, that same fifth grader is now maybe in eighth grade. They're talking about business and how the airport is a business generator, and now we've got an advocate. So all those kinds of things work together.
Well, there's so many topics that we could go into, and we never have enough time with
That's
our
okay.
guests.
That's
but,
okay.
But, John, where can people find out more about John Dorsey and, of course, SAFE?
Yeah, we'd like to have them check out SAFE. We're on the grounds here, Exhibit Hangar B, Booth 2093-2094. We're also on the web at safepilots.org.
Well, and of course, we're all having dinner on Thursday night, aren't
and
we?
Big, oh, big banquet right. Thursday night up
the
at the terminal building.
Banquet,
yes.
And some people will be there. Other people may be partying elsewhere on the field.
Lots of things to do.
But we'll see. So, John Dorsey, we're so glad that you were able to join us today. And any parting thoughts before we run?
Keep in mind that we're all aviation educators, and we have to keep that continuum moving along.
Yeah, that's great. Well, John Dorsey, thank you so much. And you're listening to EA Radio, which is 1210 AM and 96.5 FM.